USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A severe winter storm has dumped snow and ice through a large portion of the United States and canceled thousands of flights and knocked out power to customers in Tennessee and Texas. At least 5,000 flights into or out of the U.S. were canceled, with almost 3,000 flight delays. The severe weather produced a tornado in southwestern Alabama, which killed one woman and injured several other people. Emergency crews in Hale County said three people had critical injuries. The National Weather Service said widespread heavy snow and freezing rain is expected throughout Friday, and flash flooding is possible across portions of the South. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott warned of treacherous roads and possible power outages. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear declared a weather state of emergency and closed state office buildings. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden is claiming success after a counterterrorism operation in northwest Syria killed a top leader in the Islamic State. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
Talking from the Roosevelt Room, President Biden talks on the removal of an ISIS leader in Syria overnight.
Operating on my orders, the United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS, known as Haji Abdullah. He took over as leader of ISIS in 2019 after the United States counterterrorism operation killed al-Baghdadi. Since then, ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia.
Haji Abdullah took his own life and people in his home with a suicide explosion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Tesla is recalling roughly 817,000 vehicles because a chime that reminds drivers to buckle their seatbelt once the car starts may not activate. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration says this violates federal safety standards. The recall impacts Model S and Model X, also Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, according to the letter from the National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration. Instead of having to go to a service center to address the problem, Tesla will perform an over-the-air software update free of charge. Though the audible chime may malfunction, it will sound in most cases, and a visual reminder will also still activate in the vehicle. Earlier, Tesla also recalled nearly 54,000 self-driving vehicles over a feature that allowed them to roll through stop signs. Recently, the company also came under scrutiny for a separate issue after the NHTSA received a complaint about a feature on more than 500,000 Tesla vehicles called Passenger Play, which allows people to play video games while driving. This prompted a federal investigation. You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.